Manuscript Releases, Volume 13, Numbers 1000 to 1080. MR. Number 1039. Workers to be United Under Christ. When the cause was younger, my husband used to counsel with men who had sound judgment. The work was much smaller then than it is now, but he did not feel able to manage it alone. He chose counselors from among those bearing responsibility in all parts of the work. And after counseling together and devoting their hearts to earnest prayer, these men would go back to their work feeling a still greater responsibility to carry the work forward in right lines, to uplift, to purify, to solidify, so that the cause of God might move forward in strength. We should be filled with joy and gladness to think that God has given us the privilege of being co-laborers with Him. We may have all the power which God has pledged Himself to give us when we consecrated ourselves to Him. In heaven, the pledge was made that all the facilities and riches of heaven would be imparted to every sincere, faithful worker who feels his entire dependence upon God. When you leave God out of the question and allow your hereditary and cultivated tendencies to come into your work, you are on very slippery ground. You are not making straight paths for your feet, but crooked paths. We cannot afford to do this. Our redemption cost too much. Christ laid aside His royal robe and kingly crown and stepped down from His high command in order that His divinity and humanity combined might make Himself a stepping stone whereby man might succeed in reaching heaven. This He did that men might stand on vantage ground with God. His holiness imbues the life of everyone who eats the bread of life and drinks the water of salvation. He who receives and practices the words of Christ has eternal life. This life is in him because he is in Christ. How can the Lord bless those who manifest a spirit of "I don't care," a spirit which leads them to walk contrary to the light which the Lord has given them? But I do not ask you to take my words. Lay Sister White to one side. Do not quote my words again as long as you live until you can obey the Bible. When you make the Bible your food, your meat, and your drink, when you make its principles the elements of your character, you will know better how to receive counsel from God and will be partakers of His divine nature. Let us all search the Scriptures, for in them you will find our Savior a present help in every time of need. I exalt the precious word before you today. Do not repeat what I have said, saying, "Sister White said this, and Sister White said that." Find out what the Lord God of Israel says, and then do what He commands. Christ said, "I must work the works of Him that sent me. The Father and the Son are united." Will you, during this morning, address, "Consecrate yourselves to God"? We are to follow the principles God has laid down in His Word in dealing with one another, for we are the purchase of the blood of Christ. Think of it, the purchase of the blood of Christ, God's dear Son. We cost His life. He was crucified for us on Calvary's cross, and yet those whom He desires to see standing in the light of heaven, giving unmistakable evidence that they are receiving the light of His glory, are walking in darkness. It is not emotion that we need, but a living faith in the living word of a living Savior, a Savior who was crucified for us and who proclaimed over the rent sepulcher of Joseph, "I am the resurrection and the life." He wants us to live His principles. But there are those in positions of responsibility here today who do not appreciate these principles. They have been tested and tried. A change must be made. Let them have an opportunity to get out into the field and see what it means to wrestle for the cause as some of God's servants have wrestled. Let them see what it means to build up the work, what it means to establish something out of apparently nothing. Then they will understand that it is God's desire that His servants shall be linked together, that every part of his work shall be connected with every other part, all being joined together by the golden links of heavenly unity. There are to be no kings in our work, no man who will put out his hand and say to God's workmen, "You cannot go there. We will not support you if you go there. This has been done." We, what have they to do with the supporting? Is the means of support theirs? The money comes from the people, and God has instructed me to tell those who are working in destitute fields to go to the people and tell them their necessity. They are to draw from the people means to build up the work in the field where they are. There is a world to be warned. Are we to have committees in this our day, which will bind about the work which means so much to the success of souls? As we look over the cities of America, where are the monuments for God? Where are the churches to glorify His name? Satan will work on the right hand and on the left. But wake up. For your soul's sake, delay no longer. I thank God for the medical missionary work. God will call for every soul who is educated to work in this line in connection with the gospel ministry. He has places for them. Let not one stone be placed in the way of those who are striving to teach our youth how to do this work. The Lord will show that He will work with those who will work. He says, "Ye are laborers together with God." 43, 1901, pages 9 to 11. A talk to representative brethren in the Battle Creek College Library, April 1, 1901. White Estate, Washington, D.C., December 1983.